This meeting is being recorded.
There you go. This Frontier Internet Board of Directors meeting held Wednesday, April 24th, 2019 at 1:00 PM in Kern County Courthouse. Cut right out with, that was a forum, we had a forum. Move on to the introduction.
I'm Liz Farrar, I'm the Gillum County Judge.
Joe DeBolsky, Sherman County.
I'm Don Hall, an attorney.
And Morley Ware, County Judge.
Tom McCoy, Sherman County.
Brad Lowry, Sherman County.
Todd Cox, Day Wireless.
Steve Wynn, Day Wireless.
Sandy McKay, Gillum County.
Rob Ordway, Wheeler County Commissioner.
Sherry Wilkins, Gillum County Commissioner. Kim Farrar, Captain Grinder, City of London.
Max Tinchfield, Times Journal.
Joni Bird, Sherman County Commissioner.
Gary Benjamin, Gillum County.
Who do we have on the phone?
This is Jim Neeson. And Judge Morley, according to the Zoom conference, I appear to be the only other person on the phone.
He's the only one on the phone.
Oh, okay. No one else on the phone, so we'll move on to additions or revisions to the agenda. Only thing I have here is, I'm going to either move Brenda Snowbot or a check signer, we need to add that to the point of the signer on that. You can have to point someone else to sign. We'll move right on down to item number two, public comment. Anyone have any?
Hello.
What's comment?
Yes.
Thanks. Move on to item number three, financial matters. Anybody have any questions about finances? Finances at this time?
I do have one question, a heading trial balance. I don't remember seeing that before.
You're getting reports from QuickBooks itself, not something that was done on a spreadsheet. So these are actual numbers from our accounting program.
And are these yearly totals?
Yes, year-to-date.
I think as people review that, I think it's important to recognize that we're on an ongoing process of breaking down some of those accounts and descriptions. You know, this a lot of these are legacy descriptions, and a lot of accounts in QuickBooks have numbers that you know, will need to be broken out as we move forward. Again, Brenda has started that process, and I think doing a great job. But at some point, as we move forward and start fixing the QuickBooks, we'll need to break out a little bit more of the special projects like Wheeler County. Also, we're needing to break down some of the general categories of internet revenues and bandwidth revenues. We've started that process in order to help with the year-end regulatory annual reports we just filed in the last couple weeks. But a lot of this will be changing over time. It'll just be more refined, and I just recommend everybody recognize that process is ongoing.
The trial balance under Sherman County's loan, is that correct? Do we only take half? We've been making payments that have to be paid before the end of the fiscal year. Okay. And then on the credit side, though.
Sherman County Rural.
Got a question?
Don't.
Move on down to item number 3.1, review of debt monthly finances on March 2019.
I believe that is your file balance. So on the money market, the balance there, does that have the Cottonwood money in it?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Judge Morley, this is Jim Neeson. I'm really not hearing anything. I don't know if people are far away from the microphones or if the main microphone system is activated. I just thought I'd let you know it's mostly silence on my end.
We're taking care of
it. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate the accommodation.
I don't have any questions. I was underlining some, because I'm talking to somebody and I wanted to highlight these.
Do you need a motion for that? I move to accept the monthly financial statement or summary from March 2019.
And this is Joe DeBolskis, I'll second it.
Motion made by Judge Farrar, seconded by Judge DeBolskis to accept the monthly financial summary from March 2019 as presented. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Members present. Now we'll go down to item 3.2. Move Brenda Snowpotter as check signer and appoint a new signer. Remove her, and I have asked our part-time clerk and part-time road secretary if she would be the new signer on for the check.
And that's?
That would be Bev Osborne.
I don't have any objections.
Who all is on the account? It was Judge Morley, myself, and Nancy Meitner. She's just a local resident.
Mm-hmm. It's across the street.
Well, I'll move that we remove Brent Snowpotter as the check signer and assign Bev Osborne.
Motion made and seconded to remove Brent Snowpotter and assign Bev Osborne as the check signer for the helmet finances. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried Member Fred. Okay. Now we'll move down to item 3.3. This is the year 2019-2020 budget. Approve amended budget calendar and appoint new budget committee members. So, I'll do the calendar.
Yep. It looks good to me. And as far as a committee person go, a layperson, I would, from Sherman County, is that part of the same measure?
I do this separately. So I move to approve the amended fiscal year 2019-2020 budget calendar as presented.
I'll second it.
Your motion made and seconded for discussion. Hearing that, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, all members present. Here we'll move on down to appoint budget committee members.
So, before we get into it, I looked at the statute, the ORS, ORS 249.905, which has been, and so our budget committee members need to be appointed to three-year terms and staggered. So that when we appoint them, one-third comes off or needs to be reappointed, basically.
Okay, I saw that. So that's everybody on the budget committee?
So, yeah, so one-third, basically. The term shall be staggered, so that approximately one-third of the term is appointed members.
Well, I mean, that accounts for the lay people also?
So I mean, I can put in the item briefing, I suggested that we do it, do the terms by county so that we can keep track of who's up. So I sort of raised our hand and said Gillum County could do, take the one-year term. And then next year, we'll need to appoint the two new Gillum County budget committee members. I just did it alphabetically, realistically. And had Sherman County take the two-year term and Gillum County take the three-year term.
Sounds painless. That it sounds painless to do it that way, so.
I'm fine with that.
Did you have in mind for your?
Well, for myself, Sherman County, I've talked to Carrie Caseberg. She's agreed and she understands that the meeting's on the 23rd.
And did you have any for?
Yeah, I got one. It's Matthew Farrell and Arrows Mitchell.
And mine out of Gillum County is Catherine Greiner. Okay. I move to appoint the following people to the Frontier Telenet Budget Committee. Catherine Greiner and myself for one-year term. Carrie Caseberg and Judge DeBolskis for two-year term. And Patrick Farrell and Judge Morley for three-year term.
I'll second it.
And your motion made and seconded for discussion. Hearing that, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries by all members present. Okay. Now, we'll move on to the next item on our budget calendar will be May 3rd, 2019. Proposed budget being made available for review. Already did that.
And we have Gizmo Voice. Yeah, that needs to be removed from the website. It is no longer relevant.
Yeah, we'll give it up to you.
Okay, I can do that.
May 9th publication, budget committee meeting notice. May 3rd, budget committee meeting, Gillum County. May 30th, publication of budget hearing. June 12th, budget hearing, adoption of proposed budget.
Looks good.
Okay. We first hit orange. Ready to go.
Okay, we have the old business, item number four. Item number 4.1, update on Inland Development Consolidation of Trunk Line.
I just put that on there because it was on in last month's agenda. And I think there were some things that State Wireless needed to sign off on and.
They signed off on it.
Okay.
Signed off on pretty much everything on that. I think we're working on getting that accomplished. Anything else you guys?
Can I ask a question under old business? The Cottonwood project.
I have, I just got last week from Day Wireless. I've got the coordinates for where that tower needs to be and I'm sitting down getting a legal description on an agreement with the landowners and we've discussed verbally, we've kind of gotten an agreement and it's just me sitting down with a written one and going to them and we're, tomorrow I'm going to play hooky and we're probably going to be spraying on either side of the fence and I might just run over there and say, this is what we're going to do. Does it look good? So, yes, I'm working on that and it's close to, because I know that between the sheriff, she said it's very important to make that move and it's, like I said, we're moving it.
Thank you. And then the other question I had is in the financials that I saw, it said $127,000. My understanding was there's been $197,000 in there, unless I heard that wrong, but.
I think the $127,000 is what's been spent so far, and there's $197,000 left.
Gotcha, thank you.
They were, so if you have the equipment.
Once you get the lease signed, can we start construction?
I would think so. So, and it's just me catching Tracy and he's busy spraying and the kids in baseball so it might be I'm baseballing or.
And so who will start construction?
That's where, what do we do after I get that lease agreement signed? Does anybody?
Got to get some quotes on the tower unless you have them. I think we gave you one.
Okay. I remember there was some price tag on a tower at some point.
State had been working with Mike. I think there was a shelter and generator they were going to donate to the cause. They had a tower, but the tower wasn't tall enough. So. But I believe there's a shelter and a generator that they have available. So it's something, yeah. I can check on
it. And like I said, just last, tail end of last week, I got that we need a 50 by 50 area for a compound, and that was part of last bit of, and the coordinates on where it goes exactly, so we can narrow it down to these coordinates on this 16th of a 16th section, and so now we'll have it, and it's just write it up and make it happen. There was nothing in writing that we found. It was just a verbal, and now we're going to just put it in writing.
Yeah.
If you've got something, I'd sure like to see
it. I'll check with our tower crew, okay. Because that's who it would have funneled through.
All right, but, and if you find it along with those lines on the Eakin elevator, Eakin silo, I've got the coordinates on that, and I did talk to the landowner last week on that one also. If you've got anything that you'd started on writing it up, it'd be...
I do know Cottonwood's been in the works for a long time, so we'll just have to go back in the archives and see. I know that the tower's been quoted. I don't know which vendor Mike was planning on going with, which is kind of irrelevant at this point, but yeah, we'll get you what we provide for sure.
Okay, that'd be absolutely great.
It feels like we need to start fresh on the RFP.
For the tower?
Yeah, getting bids. So. If it was that far and it's back. Most people, when they submit bids, it's based on the idea that 30, 60 days you'd be building. So my guess is those are probably expired. Have we given thought to what happens if this comes back and it's more than
$197,000.
Unfortunately, short.
I know.
These right arms are like 1 foot taller than it has to be.
So is that the only money part of the deal left is expenses for the $190,000? Is it the tower?
The work, tower, there's also the link to connect it to the network. We need to provide that as well. You have the Motorola equipment, the tower. So long as the state's still got the shelter and generator available, and then the link to link it into the network. That was up in the air somewhat because Mike was working deals, like maybe there was a cellular carrier want to go on there, how much data did the park want, you know, a lot of factors like that go into the design of the link, and that hadn't been finalized. So I think at this point, we're just looking at what is it going to take to connect the public safety radios to the network. So we can come up with a number for that.
And it's my priority to get that taken care of.
Yeah, you know, a year ago, there was a lot more. I think the park was interested in getting some internet connectivity out there. It may still be.
Just work on getting power.
Yeah.
So can I go back just for a minute to the inland development stuff? I just want to make sure that moving forward, I think it's important rather than saying we're working on it, that we're very clear about who's doing what. So for the two contracts that will be affected by us consolidating this, is Jim going to let those two companies know? Is that
Well, he
actually
sent the letter, if I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, sir.
The letter of termination, and the other one had a little glitch to it.
Yes, sir. No, everything, the board authorized to move forward, conditioned upon Day Wireless being comfortable that it was technologically feasible. And so, and the board authorized Judge Morley as president to implement the terminations and also work with Inland to get a final service order and a contract in place. So I prepared the cogent termination letter for Judge Morley's signature. Likewise with Hurricane, those are essentially ready to go, still working out some final details with to make sure that Ryan and Steve are comfortable. I've also prepared a markup of a master services agreement with Inland and sent that off to Blake Lawrence. And so that will form the contract that we can do a service order, which for this particular deal, but we can also begin to basically document, combine up the prior deals, the existing deals, with a master services agreement. And as we head to the end of the year, that's going to be important because a couple of the current circuits we have with Inland are going to be going away. For instance, we pay them now for a circuit for Arlington Schools, which we won't be serving come July 1. So I guess all I'm saying is I'm preparing everything for Judge Morley. He's the appointed president and authorized by the board. So I'm just the scrivener.
Okay, we'll move on down to new business, 5.1, discuss legal counsel contracts.
So this is kind of an ongoing question. I put this on here because, one, I think we need to make sure that we're cleaning up our paperwork. And I'm not sure that we've ever had actual contracts with our attorney. Has that asked for them? Not seen them? Have you ever seen them?
No.
Do we have them?
I don't have any contracts. I just was asked to come up, but for me, I mean, I'm willing to draft something if you want me to. I don't have any contracts, but tell that other than I was asked to come to the meetings.
I think that was with Will Carey, but I'm not sure they ever actually had a contract, they just defused him as they needed him.
But I mean, I'm thinking it's appropriate for us to have everything documented. So that would be at least my request, I guess, of putting out is if the other board members tell us it's important that we should go through that process of making sure we have paperwork in place for these kinds of things.
I would like to see something, we're just finding out, we've got stuff happening with no paper trail, so.
That's not a problem to me, I can do that.
I don't have a.
You can either sign or not sign it.
And I feel likewise. I was engaged by Will and Steve to work through an allocary, but I'm happy to engage directly with the court and you just tell me what you want.
My Karen, stay there.
Yeah, I think general, obviously, general.
General.
So in terms of telecom, I just want to put on the record again my frustration at not knowing when the invoices are coming, how much we owe, how all of this is structured. This is a problem for me. I continue to see things. For instance, we talked earlier today about Sherman County's contract with Frontier Telenet, where there was an RFP that should have been drafted over a year ago. It never happened. We seem to be missing some pretty big things that should have happened that our predecessors had obligations to do. I have concerns about.
We need that in the contract, you know, how often will we be billed? When? Specific.
You've got something specific like an RFP, we think that's what we want taken care of.
Yep.
I guess this goes beyond that, though.
It goes beyond, like, where's our bill?
I'm concerned about performance. I'm concerned that there are things that should have been done that didn't get done. And I guess I'm putting to the board whether on the telecom side, it would be appropriate perhaps for us to have an attorney that is based out of Oregon and that I've kind of had
you're not, it. You're not happy with our legal counsel.
I'm not happy with the lack of response that we, both the public and this board, have asked repeatedly for that information. I'm tired of asking for it. I expect to have an answer.
What information is that, Judge Farrar?
I would like to know when we can expect your invoices and how much those are going to total.
I appreciate that. And like I said before,
Jim, is that we haven't been billed since December of 2017. And that is a problem for me, that we have not received an invoice from you for 16 months. And during this last meeting, we sat in this very room and I asked you for that information, and we still don't have it.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, and I appreciate your frustration. And frankly, I'm frustrated with myself. I operate as a solo practitioner. I have hired an assistant to help me catch up on my bills. I'm working on them. It is not going as fast as I would like to. I have the records, but I need to produce the bills. And then I produce the bills, there'll be descriptions there, and the amount will be reasonable, or the board will decide that it's not, and we'll go from there. But I'd like to back up and put things in context a little bit here. I signed up and was hired to come back in and help out with Frontier Telnet, basically on a spot special counsel basis, which is how I operate. I slowly, because of the developments with Frontier, and with the termination of the daily manager and the people that have been operating, I seem to be the last man standing, and I never asked for that. I'm happy to do that. I admire Frontier. I've been with Frontier off and on a long time. But I got more, a little bit more than I bargained for. And frankly, I have been trying my best to keep things moving along in consultation with the board. I understand that my invoices are a source of frustration, and I apologize for that. I am trying to work on that, but at the same time, there are things on a daily basis that need to keep getting done in order to operate this organization. Since January, when we haven't had a general manager, we haven't had the person that was around since the founding day, we had a part-time bookkeeper, we have caught up on our regulatory compliance filings, we have contracts in place and in motion, and I have kept Judge Morley and up to speed and the board, including almost, what, 7 or 8 board meetings in a matter of 4 months. And I am not out there running rogue, and I'm happy if you want to give me a call, I'll explain exactly what I'm doing. But other than my bills, which I don't have them produce, I have not failed to produce anything that you have asked for. And by the way, just for the record, I have absolutely no problem with the board issuing an RFP for telecom counsel. I will respond to it, and if I'm selected, I would love to continue to represent this organization, which is near and dear, and I appreciate and admire. But if I'm not, so it goes, and I wish Frontier well on its journey.
Okay. So you're going to get your bill to us pretty quick.
Yes, sir. I've made steps. I'm working on it. I am the only thing that I am doing right now. Hello, sir. I'm sorry.
Would you give us a date? I mean, this has got a lot of people frustrated. Just give us a date we can get a bill to us.
I can't give you that right now, sir. I will get to that date as soon as I can. It will be within the next 2 weeks. I would just like to add one other thing. The only thing that I'm working on for Frontier are matters that need to come to closure. Contracts, terminations, regulatory compliance filings. I have not taken on new matters that haven't been urgent in over a month, and I am trying to manage Frontier and my other clients. I realize I'm behind. I will lock this all down. And I can't do anything to apologize, but I can't give you a date until I have a better feel. I'm in the process. I will be able to give you a date and an amount here shortly.
Is that a good smile or a bad smile? I was saying, Jim mentioned going out for an RFP.
I think it's perfect.
Let's do that. I move that we go out for an RFP for a telecom attorney.
I second.
Motion made, seconded to go out for a telecom attorney. Do we need to?
Any more discussion?
Any more discussion? No.
I don't hearing
know. None. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Ask a question. What do you pay Mr. Hole per hour?
$175. Which is about half of my regular rate.
Okay, we'll move on down to 5.2. We've got the independent auditor of Frontier Shell. That's it.
So, this is mine as well. I'm just bringing up, but I just wanted to kind of redirect us back, if we can, to the AFC recommendation. And to see if there's an interest. I mean, one of the, you know, we had really approved a turnaround consultant, I think, our first meeting back in January. The idea was to train one, and that was one of those things that sort of got dropped. We were dealing with the day to day. But I'm wondering if maybe the way to approach it is to try to take some of the AOC recommendations piecemeal and to think about starting with maybe an audit. And just trying to get I feel like we as a board are going to have some long-term decisions I think we need to make. And I still feel like there's some outstanding things that it might be useful for us to really have. how the tariff can impact that over time. I'd like to see that. And so I guess I'm just kind of putting it out to the board that, you know, I mean, I've had some discussions, I had a discussion for instance with Inland about, and it was actually not even related to this, but one of their folks had mentioned that that's something that, that's a service that they offer, that they'll come in and they'll hire the company system for them and identify where everything is, and.
Your Inland Development, is who you're talking to?
Inland Development. And so that's where this sprang from. I'm not saying that they would, you know, are the ones that we use. I'm just kind of throwing it out there that there are companies that do do that. And I'm wondering if that, I just think.
Inland Windwave?
What's that? Well, I was going to say Inland Windwave.
I just think we, like, we're trying to restore the public's confidence that we've got our arms wrapped around this. And I think we need some help to do that.
Well, it's, you just brought that up because we just had Commissioner McCoy and myself, we sat down with Windwave and just had a little work session discussing things that are happening and what's going on. And they recommended that, yeah, we should have a third party do a assets audit on the fiber and the wireless side. But then on the wireless side, I don't know where that, some of that is confidential. So that starts to bring up that question.
Blake also made another interesting recommendation. Frontier Talent seems to me needs a manager. And he suggested that instead of hiring a person as a manager, we hire a company like Big Wireless or Windwave. Windwave would also be managed on that board. And there would be many other companies that we could do, but we wouldn't have to then have a single person that would be manager. We'd have a company that was responsible on some continuity. So that
yep.
was a very interesting idea.
And
I never thought of that.
But on a positive note, on our side, he said he felt that Frontier Telnet actually has been going smoother and running smoother the last 4 months than it has in quite some time.
I don't know what that
says. Well, so just well, but he must admit he has stepped up. I'm thankful for what Judge Morley's been doing. And just thanks. Well, that's what it takes. But
what if I put an RFP for a manager along with a systems evaluation? I think Frontier Net needs somebody who's responsible for this outfit. And I don't think the commissioners have enough time or energy to be managed running on over the long term. And if the budget that Brenda put together before had enough money in it, I think we could hire a manager next year. If get the money from 911 and everything, we could. It's now possible. A month ago, I wouldn't have said it was possible, but you didn't have to. I feel like I would have considered that as a possible. Put an RFP up for a manager.
A manager firm?
Well, I never thought of a firm, but I think, I mean, is Day Wireless possibly interested in managing Frontier Terminal?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
The Midway is.
We would certainly take a look at our RFP.
Sir, is there interest in pursuing that? I mean, I do.
Well, I don't.
I think I'd like to see.
Our assets first.
Well, I'm interested in that. Yeah. So maybe it's the one step and then.
Then the other step.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see what we have out there. But yeah, so we need an RF. Right now, we're talking about an independent audit for our assets, and so is that another RFP?
Another RFP is like you say, Windwave offered to do this.
I mean, so in the conversation that I had with Windwave, they thought it would be less than 10,000, which at least in our county, if it's less than 10,000, we can select. We want, we don't go through a formal bidding process. So, I guess I'm looking to it.
$10,000, you got to audit a system that touches 8 counties for 10 grand. Pardon me? For Telnet has like 49 sites. What kind of audit are you talking about? Like,
kind of the serial number of each piece of equipment in all the shelters, or?
I mean, the way they described it, and maybe they described it.
No, we just touched it in brush strokes.
I mean, they.
Instead of a fine.
Yeah, this is Cindy at One Way that described that process, and they basically talked about going through component by component. And I asked.
I'd like you to get a proposal, see what kind of proposal they could bring forward.
They offered to provide one, but I wanted to see if there was interest in receiving one, so.
We could get one done for that price.
Yeah, because I did ask, because I was looking at procurement numbers and whether we would need to have a, what kind of process we would have to go through, and Lake thought they would keep it electric. So.
Get it this year, do that, or put them out now, and maybe have, do it after this.
Well, what we could do maybe is, I could go back to Blake and just ask for them to put something on paper, and we'll see what their vision of that looks like, and maybe it's different than what we're thinking we'll get out of it, and go from there, see how much it is.
I like that thought.
I do want to.
So moved.
Okay, I'll circle back.
Okay, that's, no, if that's what, if they were, yeah.
Could we ask Dave Ward to do the same thing? I mean, just.
You want a quote for the audit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Audit, I mean, we would need kind of a defined scope of work, so we know how deep we're going into the audit, you know, like Steve's saying, if we're gonna go down to.
$9,999 worth.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're putting, I just, like Steve said, there's a lot of.
And if that is too broad, you know, I mean, too fine, you know, if it doesn't do enough, then we'll have to go out for an RFP.
I mean, here's the challenge, right, so what we're asking for independence.
Right, we are, so.
Does that not undermine that?
Yeah, even going through Inland would, unless Inland did Day Wireless, and Day Wireless did Inland.
Inland doesn't have any.
So.
A whole lot to do with those guys as a fiber connection.
So that takes away from the Inland, but.
I mean, here's what I'm.
But ask them, let's find out what their proposal is.
And I'll bring it back.
Yep.
How about that?
And that's, same with you guys,
Yeah, we'll have a side discussion.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of this information already, as far as what's there, so it's gonna be a little easier for us to come up with.
I see Sheriff Quinn making it.
Well, I just, you know, I think we should have an audit, we did one, while back, but the tricky part will be for One Way, Day Wireless, Independent, whoever, will be, and I'm not sure how deep you wanna go, is they wanna know who owns what, where everything's located, like I said, there's, I.
That's a real camp.
I think there's a document, there was, a couple of years ago, there was a document that was produced of, I think there was, I'm sure there was, of everything that we own.
For fires.
Yeah, there was one that was produced. There was one that was produced, that had everything that Frontier Telnet owns, I just think the tricky part would be on an audit of, if you want to get into the weeds of it, of who owns what, and who's where, and I think that's the only, I mean, $10,000 can get you, maybe, you know, you have a system. But the hard part would be for just out of the box, is how deep of an audit are you wanting?
As far as who owns what and everything, that would be kind of.
Because there's maps already produced of where every site's at, there's all of that, but if you want to know what, where, who owns what radio, but, I mean, that would be, I wish y'all the best.
You need to.
That's not me, it's Finland.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I guess I just don't know what, I just don't know what you're looking, what to tell them you're looking for. I mean, audit what?
Audit, you know, get an idea of what's out there, and who owns what would be, because I think there was grant money and everything else went into this.
Yep.
There's a ton of different grants.
Well, but I mean, is that not where the confusion is, again, with all the different funding streams and customers and different things, I mean, have
has there been an independent person look at each tower, see what's hanging there and what function it does? Because as we all know, there, we got customers out there we don't even know about that aren't being billed. There's systems that have come and went. I mean, do we really know what is out there in those buildings?
They are absolutely tight, so I would guess if Windway.
Let's see what they bring back.
Yeah, let's just see what they bring back. They might be working with these guys anyway. The information on what's out there, so. Now, this is to that, Joe?
Yep.
Does that work for you?
Yep. Let's see what we.
Asking for some information, basically. We got that part figured out?
I think so. That's all I needed.
Okay, then we'll go down to the 5.3. Got updates on the Sherman County fiber build.
I'm just, we are real close, I'm to sending out an RFP for the fiber build between Wasco and Rufus that we had the contract with Frontier Telnet to do. And that was one of the jobs that Sherman County has to own the fiber. So, and the money was coming from the Regional Infrastructure Fund. And so we, since the RFP, RFQ, whatever was going to go out, didn't go out, we took it back in-house and we are a week away from issuing an RFP and have a, we've already got it, I think our May 13th, we're going to have a mandatory pre-bid meeting and we're about to send out those invitations and we're going to make it happen. And the job is, the deadline on it is the end of November. So the build is the end of November.
I was like, that's a long RFP.
So 9 miles. So I just want to let everybody know, we took it back in-house and we're making something happen. I got an email today, a couple of suggestions from Business Oregon, the guys with purse strings, a couple of minor changes on the RFP and make that happen. And it's, we're going to go for it. So.
The reason I say it would be good to have a manager for Frontier Telnet is we've been talking about these fiber issues. We've come up with a bunch of questions like, for instance, Sherman County has to own this line to Rufus. Can you contract with Frontier Telnet to do the FCC license stuff, the regulatory stuff? Can we continue to contract with Frontier Telnet to do that on our fiber line from Wasco to Grass Valley? We're going to take that back over and pay the $42,000 or whatever it comes up to. What about the link between SLAT and the PITIC that Frontier Telnet has been paying? How's that going to be handled? So there's a whole lot of issues like that that almost need a manager to do. And so it'd be great to have somebody available that can answer those questions. That's why I think it would be good to move in that direction also, besides the inventory, to also get somebody that has a technical knowledge that they can manage Frontier Telnet. And the idea of contracting with a firm was really attractive to me. Because we've got firms that everybody has known and worked with, I think we could agree on very quickly. We might have trouble agreeing on a turnaround expert, but I think we could agree on a firm. So that if you could get that in place fairly soon, I think it'd be great. Is that right, Joe?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else on that, Joe?
We'll
move down to 6.0, Day Wireless update.
Yeah. Got a half a dozen things or so. So the Wheeler Wireless project, the next phase of it is a co-location at the Bake Oven site. It's a Day Wireless tower site. So it's about an $800 a month co-location fee. So we want to get some kind of okay to provide a contract for that co-location and move forward with ordering the equipment to link the Ashwood site through there. And from Bake Oven, it would go into the Aiken silo. So we need to work on the site use of that silo. So is it okay to maybe the next board meeting bring back the co-location agreement or get that in between then?
What's going on for sure with T-Mobile? Are they going to be using any of this?
Well, they want to meet you at Bake Oven. So actually, what's the latest from your perspective? Because we came up with a technical solution on that. So yeah. Now it's in the contract stage, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering, I know you give us the pricing and stuff, but I haven't really found out. You guys, last email I got was you guys are going to meet somewhere on Bake Oven site. Is that you and T-Mobile?
Well, not have a meeting. That's where the connection is. That's where we're going to talk about.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to go up there and say, okay, what is
it?
What's that?
Do we need not for T-Mobile?
Okay.
So the T-Mobile we can complete that project if it's the Bake Oven site to close the loop for Wheeler County, the Wheeler Wireless project in the Earth. That requires a Eakin silo location.
And there's also a U.S. cellular one. Right. Interrupted, we're just going to have T-Mobile looking at, they've got a tower, well, they don't own a tower, but they're using one over there at Mitchell, and they're wanting to tell them that they're providing with 500 megahertz bandwidth. That was it.
T-Mobile is up to 500, and USL, I don't think they said, but we're assuming 50, like they're sprinkled on the side of one.
So would that be a potential customer of what you're telling it?
Yeah. And that's transport. US Cellular, we meet their microwave over in Fossil on Blackview. So that's probably where we'll hand off to them. We'll meet them there. T-Mobile wants a much larger pipe, and that will just be transport from the Mitchell area out the Ashwood to the Bake Oven Tower. They're going to put a link on the Day Wireless Tower to their nearest site. So
that's kind of update on that too.
Does that make sense to you guys? I know it's kind of confusing when you're jumping around from site to site. I know it's confusing to me.
So I have
questions to keep going because we want to make sure it makes sense to you. And you guys own that site at Bake Oven. And you said a site fee, that's what you guys charge to tell them that to put a tower up or put whatever antenna there.
Basically, real estate is what it is. It boils down to just a lease agreement for the tower space, the roof, the shelter, put your equipment.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so so we'll get the co-location agreement drawn up, or have our sites. I just email it to you. The second one, there's been a number of extended power outages in Wheeler County, like through the winter, and along with just recently with the mudslide in Mitchell. We're really concerned about the propane levels on Rancheria. I've not made it up there yet. I plan to try to access the site next week, but expect that propane would need to be refilled. I don't think it's going to last another 8-hour power outage, and that's a critical site in the network. So propane refills, is that something that you can schedule or want us to schedule with?
You guys go ahead and schedule that.
And we'll just have them send the bill to
Okay.
That's assuming they can get up there. I think it's drying out pretty. Weed control is another maintenance topic.
Guys, got weed spray everywhere.
You're the weed expert, right?
Move to second and fifth.
That was quick, good, good. So were you talking about our weed guys doing it?
Well.
Or we're.
I mean, it's complicated. So Sherman County is pretty well covered because you guys, you hit Erskine every year. Kent was, some work was done last year. It'd be good to continue that program at Kent. Gordon Ridge is just on the rotation. I think it's just handled automatically. The big concern really is SLAT up in Arlington. That's never really had any weed control. Airbase has a new fence and compound. It'd be great to keep the weeds under control there. And across the river in Roosevelt, that's Clickitat County. That needs some, it'd be great to have somebody go up there and address the weed situation. So currently there's really no contractor that does that. So looking for ideas.
Well, the Gillum County site, potentially our weed department, might possibly be able to do that. I will have to.
I would think so.
Figure out how to manage that. Yeah, my dad is the weed control guy. I know a guy, but Jerry might have to ask him.
Sure, Flowery, he's pretty good at making stuff happen. I don't know how he did it. I just went over to the road department and said, hey, most of these guys, at least in Sherman County, I'm sure in Gillum County as well, most of them are volunteer firefighters as well. Most of them are farmers. And I just went to them and just said, hey, while they're spraying, you mind spraying a little bit? They've just done it for us.
What about across the river?
Well, I don't think we've ever done it.
No.
That was actually when Morrow County kind of came and was looking at our system, that was one of their issues.
Okay.
Was the sites weren't, they were weedy. Not Sherman County, but that one over there.
Do they use anything on that site? Somebody in Clickitat County?
They have their own towers up there. There's lots of other towers right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you can reach out to them.
That's what I was thinking. I'll go ahead and try to reach out to those guys. Doesn't seem like something I'd want to send our weed guys across the river.
No.
Maybe you and fire guys. So I'll reach out to, I'll call over there.
I will, that Sherry said in the back, I'll set her loose on the Gillum County site. That was a little bit of a conflict.
And Airbase and SLAT is not only just aesthetics and control, but it's a fire concern. Airbase has had to have a fire line around it. That's the weed one. During the last power outage, the Mitchell flash flood, thankfully the Telnet network didn't have any hiccups there through the whole outage. I mentioned that emergency response was pretty tremendous out there. I'm not aware of any communication issues related to that. Nobody's told me anyway. But the John Day run did drop because the Flock site, the repeater site for the network extension out to John Day, that does not have generator backup and the batteries are only good for about 4 hours. So that was an internet service, not mission critical, but that was an outage associated with. The last thing, Burns Paiute, Frontier Regional 911, their Burns Paiute's going to go back to Arnie Dispatch. Telnet has a rack full of equipment out there that needs to be decommed and outlet.
So, yeah, I talked to Alan Johnson, who's the new chief out there, and Johnson, he's their IT guy out there, and he's aware that equipment does belong to you guys, and it needs to be removed. It can be used as spares for your guys' network, but it does indeed. I would think you guys would want that in your possession or keep been in our shop in spares, but.
So it's at, on the, that's the road, on the, right?
Yeah. It's in their, one of their kind of job trailer offices out there. And they're aware we can come get it anytime, or whoever can get it anytime, but it does probably need to be sooner than later, I would assume, for your guys' case.
Yeah, whenever they terminate dispatching.
Have they gotten back to us, Gary, or Brian, on a date?
So I'm trying to think of our last PSAP meeting. Renee gave a report on.
I want to say it was like September.
Well, that was with, if they thought they were going to have to do the whole 180 days, but we waived that.
Yes.
So, but I didn't know, she was going to check with them, I wasn't sure.
She was going to let them know that they could go whenever they wanted to go.
That's how I see why that, you know, and that is like.
So, to my question.
If that termination is going to be earlier than the 120 days from the, under the contract, we'll need to terminate some circuits with Inland and other stuff, so it would be good to know that date.
Yeah, good point. So, before we remove it, could it be repurposed? Let's say that if Harney County, you know, before we removed it, if we reached out to Harney County and said, hey, before we remove all this stuff, you know, can we give you a bid on what it would cost to dispatch for you?
The tribe goes to Harney County, the whole Harney County.
Well, I before we go and spend all this money to take it out of their county, I guess my question is, could we use that equipment to dispatch for Harney County?
That's why it's there.
Yeah, that was the original plan.
So
our trip just got longer.
Well, I'm saying before we, my suggestion would be before we spend any money and take it out, somebody should be reaching out to Harney County and saying, hey, we're going to take this out. But before we do, could we give you a bid on what it would be to dispatch for you?
Gary, that sounds like your realm.
We're already making a trip, so it's going to be an extra
road trip. Actually trying to catch up with the judge up there just to make sure that it wasn't.
And I'm classmates with two of the county commissioners, so I was reaching out to them. So we're all.
Well, I don't want to be pushy towards people, but before we make any decisions of spending money, there's a reason we put it there. And before, my suggestion before we go ahead and spend money to take it out is reach out one more time, because I do know that they're in financial straits right now and are looking everywhere to save money and potentially, an opportunity for Frontier Regional 911 and Frontier Telemed to help our neighboring counties. So I'd ask that you postpone it at least for a month or two.
How we see if there's.
That'd just be my suggestion.
I don't know why it would need to.
Yeah, it's not hurting anything by staying there.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I kind of like to explore that before we just go there.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I have.
Good for me.
Okay, I guess we need to have a date for the next meeting, and it will be in Collins, I guess, we've got the last several here.
Sure. Well, we're already scheduled to do the budget meeting on the 23rd. So what if we just backed off of that and had a regular meeting that day too? Would that work?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's all work for me, 23rd.
23rd.
May 23rd?
May the 23rd. And we will work on getting a location. Did we set a time for that? I think it's 10 a.m. At 10, okay. So maybe the regular meeting at 1, so. It's not that big.
So I'm thinking budget at 10, and regular meeting at 1. Does that sound, that works? Okay. Got it. We will furnish something. We will figure out something. Sherry, okay.
I don't know what kind of mushrooms we have outside the courthouse.
I know, yeah, I feel like Joe kind of showed us up a little bit today, frankly, but.
You guys need the personal, I have nothing. Okay, there. If you don't have it on, again, I'll be commenting, if you have anybody, anybody have anything you want to say? Okay, well, glad you're here, thank you, everybody.
I pulled.